The next G is called The Whistler of the Week, and there's an interesting story about that tune. I had this tune composed, but I haven't got any name for it. And my pal Michael and myself, we travelled a lot together in the earlier days, and we had been at a party about 10 or 15 miles away from home, and I was whistling the tune. Mick was trying to pick it up for me. But on our way back, we saw a light in a field about 3 o'clock in the morning. The house was all completely lit up. So we thought this is either a wedding or a wake. And we thought if we went in, maybe they might like a few tunes. We get a cup of tea or maybe a drink. So we made our way to the door to discover that there was an old man being waked. So we went in, knelt by the bedside, said a few prayers, shook hands with a few people who was dressed in black, although we didn't know anybody. And we went out and sat down in the kitchen, hoping for maybe a cup of tea or something. But after a while, my pal said to me, "Would you whistle a bit of that tune again? I can't think of it." So without thinking anything, I started off. "Stop that," said a voice. "Have you no respect for the dead?" So I said, "I'm sorry, I forgot." And things went all right for about a half an hour. But my pal Michael was just beginning to learn the tune. And didn't he start off? "Will you get out of the house, you pair of renegades," said this old woman. So we gathered up and left. And on the way home, Michael said to me, "We have a good name for that tune," he says. "We'll call it The Whistler of the Wake." So that's how the name came to this tune now.